Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Is Lauren the villain? Oh my God.
Uh-oh. She's not the villain.
I don't think she'll ever be the complete villain, but like, it's villainous behavior.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not villainous behavior. Don't say that. We're not endorsing that in this podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to a new episode of Millennial TV. We are your hosts, Liz, Candace, and Adrian, and today we will be recapping The Hills Season 2, Episode 6, You Have Chosen. If you aren't already following us, I highly encourage you to go check out our Instagram. You can find us there at Millennial TV, that's TEAV. We love interacting with our listeners over there, and we do tons of fun stuff like polls and Fashion Fridays. And we'd also love if you could check out our YouTube channel. You can find us there at Millennial TV Podcast. And we also have a lot of fun stuff over there, too. We have cast interviews, video episode recaps, and more. Well, we are so excited to get into this week's episode. But before we do that, let's recap this week's pop culture news. So for pop culture this week, I thought it would be fun to talk about how somehow almost every department store is suddenly celebrating Summerween. Okay, so one thing Kyle and I do is we watch a lot of theme park vloggers on YouTube, and we're weird. And instead of watching reality shows right now, like, that's kind of what we're doing every night. And some of them I actually like, but a lot of them we just watch because we snark on them like you do a reality show. And there's this one YouTuber we watch who she is obsessed with Halloween. And around April or May, she started talking about how she couldn't wait for Summerween. And we were like, eye roll, like, this is ridiculous, because she also celebrates Valloween. She also celebrates Valloween.
What? Ew, what is that?
It's Valentine's Day, but decorated as Halloween.
What?
People, no, she's crazy. And instead of Christmas, she celebrates Creepmas Gothmas. So when she started saying Summerween, we were like, oh my gosh, this is so stupid. But then I started getting emails and coupons in the mail from places like Michael's and Bath and Body Works that literally said on them, like, let's celebrate Summerween. So I love Halloween. It's my favorite holiday. I'm like the pumpkin spice latte person who, like, I can't wait till the first day they start serving them. But half the fun is the anticipation for waiting for that during the summer. And I've always loved going to the stores in early August to see, like, when things start to, like, slowly come out. But this year, the Summerween sales, I think, have just gotten ridiculous. And I was remembering last year, Joann Fabrics, RIP, they put Halloween decor out at the end of June. And everybody was like, they're crazy. Like, why are they doing this so early? And then this year, though, like, every store started it like the first week of June. And now, since it's past the 4th of July, it's like all bets are off and it's just everywhere. And so, like, the Summerween theme is things like ghosts at the beach, like swimming or with sunglasses on, or like skeletons floating in inner tubes, and jack-o'-lanterns as watermelons and pineapples instead of pumpkins. But then, of course, like, mixed in with that is like actual Halloween stuff. And so some of it's cute, but also it's making me really scared that come September 1st, all Halloween stuff is going to be gone and it's just going to be Christmas everywhere. And I'm like, no, like, please, like, let's have Halloween through October at least. So it's funny, Kyle and I were talking this week about, like, did all of the stores, like, get together early this year and be like, okay, we're doing Summerween, everybody, because it's like every single store. And I'm like, why is it literally everywhere? So I don't know. What do you guys think about this? Are you annoyed by it like me, or what do you think?
I am not a Halloween person. I do find it like super ridiculous that they are selling it in the summertime.
Yeah.
And I actually thought you were just going to say like they're selling Halloween items, not Halloween like summer themed items. But yeah. Funny you said this, because my best friend just went to Winners this week and she like texted us like our group chat, a picture. She's like, this is so ridiculous. Like Winners is already selling all this like Halloween themed stuff. Mm-hmm. And then an hour later, she texts me. She's like, okay, well, I got a Halloween themed candle. So I got sucked in. So
yeah.
Have you gone shopping or do you think you're going to like be sucked into buying something?
So the vlogger that I was talking about that we watch, she does like shopping videos as well. And she's like insane. She goes to a store like every single day. Like she's got a problem with like buying too much stuff. And so, but we were like cracking up at like all of these hand towels that she bought, like these Summerween hand towels. And so Kyle went and found them for my birthday and got them for me for my birthday. He was like, he spent like an afternoon going to like 10 TJ Maxx stores trying to find them. And then finally did. So we have the hand towels out. And then the only other thing I bought is a candle at Bath and Body Works because the leaves scent is like my favorite scent of all time that they do. And so that was the only thing. We went in there and it's like all the Summerween crap. And I was like, oh, like I have to buy this candle. So that's the only thing I've gotten so far.
So far.
So far. I know.
I think Summerween is a little ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But I like, I'm a Halloween fan, so I like that, like, there's more, like, spooky items, and it, like, I can't wait for spooky season, so I'm kind of like, do I love it or hate it? But it's also really weird, like, I don't, summer vibes is not spooky vibes, it's just not the same. In July, like, do that, mm-hmm. We'll watch Christmas movies randomly in the summer, because it's like, and we'll wear, Christmas pajamas, just like for
that's
kicks
fun.
And giggles. But I've never done Summerween. I mean, I guess you could watch scary movies at any time of the year, but
yeah, and we do that. But yeah, I just think the whole like we're gonna put ghosts like they're sunbathing on the beach is very weird. Like, I don't know. I'm just like, who came up with this stuff? It just came out of nowhere. I feel like
it's very weird.
I know. Is last year the first time that you had like seen it around?
Last year was the first time I saw a store do it in June. Usually like TJ Maxx and Home Goods and stuff, sometimes like the end of July they'll start putting stuff out, but it wasn't like this last year.
That ghost motif is also really popular right now for some reason. Like, have you guys seen those TikTokers that will get like random paintings from like Goodwill and then they'll paint ghosts into it?
Mm-mm. No, but I've heard of people doing that with paintings.
It's like a really big thing. They'll go to Goodwill, get like a random painting of like a landscape or the beach or whatever, and they'll paint ghost into it.
Mm-hmm. That's so scary.
Well, not like actual scary ghosts, like the little like
white,
like
a sheet.
Like
oh, yeah. They're not trying to make it look like there was a ghost in the picture.
No, like the cute ones.
Like a cartoon ghost.
Yeah. You're like, that's creepy.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, like a translucent like figure. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, that might be a little too far.
Well, yeah, I just hope that Christmas doesn't start showing up in September. That's what I'm worried about.
Dude, it already makes me mad that it's Christmas before Thanksgiving. Like, it really,
I know.
Let
I
me
know.
Eat my freaking turkey. Like, it makes me so mad. Just wait till November 1st, or wait till, oh God, just wait till the week after. That's all I want. I don't want to hear Christmas music until after I've eaten my turkey mm-hmm. and my mashed potatoes, and I'm fat and happy, and then it can be Christmas.
We have to see Santa at the end of the Thanksgiving Day parade, and then it can be like, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I just like, we need to start selling turkey hats or like,
yeah,
something. I don't know. More merch for
I
Thanksgiving.
Know. More Thanksgiving.
Fall.
Yeah. Yeah. Let us know, you guys, if you are pro Summerween or anti Summerween, and if you have given in to purchasing items.
Yet. Better yet, show us what you bought.
Yeah.
That
do that.
Related. Send it to our Instagram, or you can email us at millennialtav@gmail.com, because I'm curious to see what's out there.
Yeah. And no judgment, because some of it is really cute. I'm just like, I can't do it.
And if you're someone that celebrates, what is it, Valloween?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us.
That one I will judge you for.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to say it out loud, but me too.
She's also trying to make Spring-O-Ween a thing.
No!
I know. So it's just like year-round, there's something.
Oh my God.
Too much.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No. None of that.
Well, let us know. And now let's get on to the episode. So in the previously on, Lauren says that Heidi's boyfriend Spencer broke her heart not once, but twice. We all knew he was shady, and it looked like Heidi did too. But she took him back anyway, even though everyone knew what kind of guy he was. As her best friend, Lauren was the only one who would tell her she was making a mistake.
Your first mistake, Lauren.
Yeah.
You gotta let a girl learn on her own.
So we see Lauren and Heidi at a coffee shop, and Heidi tells Lauren that she's decided to give Spencer another chance. Lauren looks surprised by this and tells Heidi that she sees so many qualities that Jason had in him, like little mind tricks he plays. Lauren says she thought since Heidi saw her go through that Heidi wouldn't do it, but Heidi says it's different. Lauren tells her it's not different and says, he's not a good person. I'm just telling you that because I'm your friend. Heidi says she's going to have fun and see what happens. And Lauren tells her she feels like she can't even talk to Heidi about it as her best friend right now and says, because you're not going to listen to me and you're going to get mad at me. And I hate like thinking, is she going to get mad at me if I tell her the truth about this guy? Is it worth it? And Heidi asks, who's to say he can't change? And Lauren says that she hopes he changes. Heidi asks if this is going to be a big elephant in the room. Are they still going to be close and able to talk? And Lauren says that they're still going to be friends, but she wants Heidi to understand that she thinks she really shouldn't be with him. She says, I don't want to talk about him anymore. I don't want to hear about him. I'm never going to hang out with him. Lauren then tells her, I've put in my 2 cents. You know how I feel, and I'm going to be there for you when he screws you over, because he will. And Heidi's like clearly frustrated with this conversation, and she's like, can we leave? And they get up and leave the coffee shop.
Damn, Lauren.
She's beating a dead horse, right?
Yeah.
It's like, we know he sucks. We're still going to date him. Like, mm-hmm. And I think that was her biggest mistake, was just not saying her piece and being done with it, actually. Because she's like, then we just don't have to talk about him. But then every conversation ends up being about him.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can say that and mean it, but then you actually have to follow through. Otherwise, it's not going to work.
Yeah, I feel like she was being really harsh. Like, it's almost as if the sex tape thing already happened.
Totally.
Like, and if it did, then this is warranted. But, like, mm-hmm. for him just to be, like, kind of, like, messing and flirting with other girls and for Lauren to have such a, like, strong reaction, I'm like, damn, she is harsh.
I don't know if it's the sex tape thing, but I think he was probably spreading rumors about her.
But what kind?
I don't know if they were sex tape rumors. I don't know. I think it, like, ramped up to the sex tape. You know what I mean?
But do you think it started, like, now? Like, this is so early.
Yeah, I do. I do. I think Spencer got on the show and was, like, Lauren's main character on the show. And to cause drama, like, I'm going to start these rumors. And I'm sure she was hearing him say stuff about her. Because it seems that way.
It does seem that way. Because her reaction's way too strong for him having done nothing to her.
Yeah.
But I mean, also, he is a shitty person. But, again, what part of this is produced? What part isn't? Like, mm-hmm. who is Spencer really? Who is he around Lauren? Like, I mean, Spencer, not the show. Just, like, what? How much of Spencer is produced?
Yeah.
Right. So it's kind of hard to, like, when she says, like, you know, playmates and whatever. And it's like, okay, but we'll never know what actually about Spencer bothers her. You know what I mean? Because we just know what they want us to know.
What we see, yeah.
You know, I'm really curious, too, like, they keep talking about how there's similarities between, like, how Jason treated Lauren and how Spencer's treating Heidi. Mm-hmm. But, like, we, from what we saw, Jason had his, like, drug problems, right?
Right.
Whereas, like, Spencer was doing this whole, like, flirting with other girls thing. So I wonder, like, what Jason was doing that summer.
Well, I think that's why Heidi gets so offended later in the episode when Lauren says he's the same as Jason. And Heidi's like, no, he is not. Because I think Spencer's not doing drugs. I mean, maybe he is, like, but not to the degree that Jason was.
Or, like, was Jason cheating on Lauren? Like, I guess that's my question.
I never got that vibe. I feel like Lauren was trying to compare the two relationships because they were both toxic, but I don't think it was fair of her to say it was like Jason because it wasn't.
No.
And I think that's why Heidi was like, no, like Spencer exactly. obviously doesn't have like a problem.
A drug problem. Know? Yeah.
Without saying it.
Right. Yeah.
That makes sense. I would be super offended too if I were Heidi. I'd be like, what the heck?
And I think obviously like we as lay show watchers didn't really know that he had a drug problem because we all were just like, they're just really drunk and having a good time. Yeah. Nobody's doing coke in the bathroom. so like, I think Heidi probably in that moment was like, oh my God, people are going to think Spencer's a drug addict. But like,
yeah,
but like, he's not. So. Yeah.
All right. So in our first scene, we are at a restaurant called Bread Bar, where we see Heidi walking up to a table where Spencer's waiting for her. He has a giant bouquet of red roses for her, and he jokes that he broke the piggy bank for her. He asks how she is, and she says she's a little stressed because of everything going on with Lauren. And Spencer says, God, I wish I hadn't been such a jerk and made your life easier. Heidi says that Lauren loved him at first, and she says she doesn't want it to be awkward when she comes home, and that she never wants to go through with her what they went through with Jason. Spencer asks if the same thing that happened with Jason is happening in reverse now, and Heidi says Spencer would never treat her like Jason did Lauren. Spencer asks if Lauren knows how much I love you, and Heidi says nobody does. He says, I don't think people get it. Heidi's my number one, and he asks what he can do to get Lauren to like him again.
Okay, but are we supposed to believe that Spencer did a total 180 from Playmates?
No.
He didn't even touch them, remember?
Yeah. But I'm like, I'm really confused because nobody knows how much you love. Everybody should know how much he loves you. If he's not showing it in public, like, I'm very confused by this. Also, he's always bringing her flowers, and I feel like that set up really false expectations for dates for me.
I know. God.
Because yeah. I can count on one hand the amount of times I got flowers on a date. So.
Yeah.
Do you want us to help you with that?
Yeah. Drop some hints, guys.
Yeah.
yeah. I don't know. I was just like, Spencer is always giving skis to me. Do they know how much I love you was really grossing me out.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I enjoyed about watching these two together was I thought Heidi looked really cute in her green off-the-shoulder sweater.
That did look good.
Only positive.
I just feel like, again, we talked about this and I think I have like thoughts later on that will come up, but like she just went from liking him and being on his team to like hating him so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
That I feel like Heidi and how she talks about Lauren to Spencer fueled a lot of this, which sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I think she talked a lot about how, like, oh, Lauren doesn't like it when you do this, or Lauren told me this. And you just can't do that, you know? Like,
yeah,
you create tension between people.
When I started to watch the episode, I was like, we're here already?
Same.
Yeah.
It felt like we missed something in between.
I had to double check that I was watching the right episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it just felt really random. But when you're watching it like week to week, it doesn't feel that way, I guess. It feels like more drawn out.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of it. But yeah, I was like, we're here already. We hate Spencer. Team, I hate Spencer. Got it.
Yeah, so that scene ends with Heidi telling Spencer that he has to prove himself to everybody. And then he asks if they're going to have a slumber party that night, and she says yes.
Ew.
I know. He's so gross. It's like everything he says and the way he says things. Nasty. Ugh.
I'd be like, I'm not if you're going to call it that.
A slumber party.
I'll sleep over, but not if you call it that.
Next, we're at the Hillside Villas, and we see Lauren hanging on the couch. Heidi walks in and tells her that Spencer got her flowers. And Lauren says, that's so nice of him. Is he going to give them to Audrina tomorrow?
I love her.
Oh my God, Lauren.
I was like, that is perfect.
Heidi tells Lauren, no, they're just for you. And Heidi, she's like looking in the fridge and there's like this weird, awkward silence between them. But Lauren was snuggling a cute cat on the couch.
Yes, I wrote that too.
Like, where did this cat come from?
Yeah.
Bella is gone. And now we have a cat.
We have a cat.
We've replaced Bella with this fluffy, angry-looking cat.
Yes.
Or maybe Bella just turned into a cat. I'm going to go with that theory.
Ooh. She's a shapeshifter.
Yeah. Bella turned into a cat.
Yes. Then we see Heidi packing up some of her things, and she tells Lauren that she's not staying at home tonight. They say goodbye, love you, and Lauren is left alone on the couch reading a magazine.
I'd be like, bye, house to myself.
I know. Nowadays, that's how I feel. Yeah, seriously.
Enjoying my magazine. Go to your boyfriend's. Peace.
Lauren's phone rings and it's Audrina calling to ask if she wants to come and eat with her. She says she has a bunch of food and offers to make lasagna and salad. And Lauren says sold and heads over to Audrina's apartment.
How freaking nice, by the way, to not have to drive anywhere. You just like go to another unit.
It made me so nostalgic for like close friends. All my friends live so far away from me, you guys. So like to visit my friends, I have to either get in the car and drive 2 hours or get on a whole plane. Like I like it made me so nostalgic for like when like growing up, Kelsey and I lived on the same block. So like I could literally walk to her house and it was amazing. And then I had my other best friend lived directly across the street from me. Like I could literally walk, like we could have sleepovers and I could leave in the middle of the night because it was, my house was right there. So like I miss that. Oh man, it's so nice when you don't have to like make an effort.
This is like my dream setup for my sister and I. Like I would love to have a unit in a condo building and have her live in the same building but just on a different floor or something. Because it's like close but it's not that close, you know.
I would I would love to live in the same like apartment building as one of my best friends. I would love
so
it.
So nice.
And I would be over all the time eating all of your food because I didn't feel like
making
it.
Oh my God.
I'd be like, I have like one grape in my fridge. Can I come over?
So they're at Audrina's apartment and Audrina gets a lasagna out of the fridge to warm up. And she asks Lauren if Heidi has made up her mind about Spencer. Lauren says, yeah, he gets another chance.
Did you guys notice though that Audrina says, I have like so much food. I'll make some lasagna or something. And I'm like, oh, wow. Audrina's going to like make lasagna for Lauren. That is so sweet. And she gets there and she's like, my mom made this lasagna. I'm going to heat it up. Nice. I'm like, okay. So she's not cooking. Nice. I just thought that was so funny. She literally made it sound like she was going to cook her this meal.
Audrina is surprised and they both say that they tried to tell Heidi the truth about everything. Lauren asks Audrina what Spencer said to her when he asked to meet up for ice cream. And Audrina says that she feels like he was trying to get back at Heidi by using her, but it didn't happen. And then Lauren laughs as she says that she could never see Audrina with Spence. And Audrina says, oh my God, me either. I also could not imagine that.
Yeah.
They sit down at the table to eat the lasagna, and Lauren starts telling Audrina about how Heidi told Spencer that she doesn't like him. And Lauren says, I guess he was really bothered by it because he went out and bought me a dozen long stem roses. Audrina's like, what? And Lauren says that she thinks he's going to be putting ideas in Heidi's head about them. Audrina agrees and reminds her of how Spencer told Heidi that Audrina and Lauren are trying to get you against me. And Audrina says that he's going to hurt her and that Heidi seems like she's already in over her head in love with him. Lauren says that she is, and they both agree that it's just so much easier to get out before you're in too deep. And Lauren says, I just feel like it's going to be really bad.
Yikes.
This whole thing with the roses makes me so mad. Like, that Lauren's believing it. Like, I hate it.
Why would she not, though? You know? Again, I know, like, Heidi. Yeah.
Why would Heidi lie to her?
Why didn't Heidi say, I'm kidding?
I know. At the end, when she said, it's just a joke, I'm like,
I know.
You didn't say that.
I'm like, but you'd never said that one time. And that's not funny when it's like as sincere as it is. I don't know. It just was, it was odd. It was very odd. But I did like the scene between Audrina and Lauren. It's cute. I like that they're building up their friendship. Mm-hmm. And Lauren had her like classic side ponytail.
But hair super greasy though.
Yeah, it was super greasy. But she was chilling at home, so I can't even judge her. You know what I mean? I know.
But see what bonds two girls, by the way.
I know.
Like, an enemy.
Talking smack about someone else. Yeah.
Talking shit.
Because they weren't close before. Like, no. Lauren was like, I can't talk to you.
Talking shit is a real bonding experience. If you can unite over hating somebody, that is like real love.
It is.
Like, it really is. And it feels so good to vent with somebody else who feels the exact same way as you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm a shit talker. Like, behind the scenes, you know? Like, if I really don't like someone, I mean, if I don't like you, you know it, but I will talk shit all day long. I love it. It's like, it's like my therapy.
And next we are in the Teen Vogue closet with Whitney and Lauren, and Whitney asks her if she's resolved things with Heidi. Lauren shakes her head no and says that Heidi is never home. Whitney says, it's one thing to have a boyfriend. It's another thing to just abandon your whole life. And Lauren says she feels bad because she put Heidi into a situation where she knows that she doesn't like Spencer, and Heidi feels like they're not going to be fine as long as she's with him. Lauren says that she told Heidi, that's your decision, and she's the one changing her behavior. I'm not changing anything. Whitney agrees and says that it's gotten to the point where all Lauren wants is her best friend. Lauren nods her head, and she almost looks like she's going to cry here. I was so sad for her. But also, I thought she looked really pretty. I think this is the scene where she was wearing, like, a gray cardigan, and she was just, like, very casual looking.
It was, like, a slouchy, I liked it. Like, yeah. Oh, so cute. Stop it, Adrian.
I'm like, she just looks normal.
She looks so chic.
Oh, my God.
And iconic.
Again, I'm like warped now because everyone looks so glam that like this kind of look, I'm like, what? It's so normal.
So normal.
But she does look good. I will say that.
Ugh, whatever. You don't understand.
Dude, you know how they keep saying Heidi's abandoned her life?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys think that's like wrong though? Because I mean, she's just like madly deeply in love, you know, and she's spending all the time she can with Spencer, but like, can't like fault her for that.
No, I think it's pretty normal behavior.
But don't you remember when you were single and your best friend gets a boyfriend and you just want to stab him?
It sucks.
This is that stage like that we're watching.
Yeah, you get ditched and it's the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah.
It really is. And like you get it, you're happy for them. But if you don't like him on top of that,
it's a thousand times worse. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I kind of am like, I get where she's coming from. Back in the day, I was like, Team Lauren all the way. Heidi's a bitch. And now I'm like, I think Lauren's being a little extra.
She is.
But I do think there was other things going on because there's no way that she's this angry over like Heidi spending the night at her boyfriend's house. You know what I mean?
But I guess to her, it's kind of like, oh, you're my best friend. You moved in with me together. We should be spending all the time together, not with him.
No, because she spent a lot of time with Jason.
But that created friction in that relationship. Mm-hmm. I do think, yeah, looking back, I'm like, Lauren is being a little harsh. I get it. Like, you're losing your best friend to this other rando. But, like, you know, Heidi can do what she wants.
I also feel like if it was reversed, Heidi is so the type of person that is like, bye, have fun. Like, she doesn't, like, yeah, she's absolutely not gonna ever.
She wouldn't, like, hold a grudge about it.
She'd be like, yeah, I don't really see her much, but she's, like, in a new relationship and she's happy. Like, so I think it's hard, especially for Heidi, because she's like, I mean, I'm, like, trying, but, like, he's my boyfriend. And it's like, I kind of get it, but I do remember that feeling of being, like, the single friend and all of your friends are, like, with their boyfriend 24/7. And you're like, okay, I guess I'll go fuck myself. You know what I mean? You know?
It's funny. Her attitude is giving the same vibes as when Heidi quit school and got the job at Bolt House.
Yes.
It, you know, that's kind of what it's reminding me of.
It's how she like treats her.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how their relationship.
Lauren wants Heidi to do what Lauren does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Lauren wants. Lauren wants a best friend that is exactly like her and makes all the right decisions like her. And because Lauren is single, she wants a best friend who is also single and doesn't have a boyfriend. And right now, that's Audrina.
Mm.
So
is Lauren the villain? Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
She's not the villain. She just wants.
She can never be the villain.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Let's give it more time.
Yeah.
We'll continue to see. I don't think she'll ever be the complete villain, but, like, it's villainous behavior.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not villainous behavior. Don't say that. We're not endorsing that in this podcast.
Give it some time, Candace. You might have to rewrite that senior year paper that you did.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
I just really love the way she handles herself in situations.
Real story for new listeners, Candace wrote a senior year paper on her idol, Lauren Conrad.
On why it was like, the prompt was like, your hero or something weird. And I think I just, like, she was the first person I thought of.
My mom, my dad, Lauren Conrad.
I know. And I remember writing, like, not only do I really appreciate how beautiful she is, but she's beautiful on the inside and out because I really love the way that she handles herself in situations. She's so mature. And my teacher who assigned that project was like 24. And she loved reality TV, and her and I, every day I would walk into English and we'd be like, oh my God, did you watch The Hills last night? Like, her and I would like dish on that. That's so awesome. She loved it. She was like, I remember her writing specifically on my paper, oh my God, she does like handle herself well. I will never forget her. Her name was Miss Martin, and she was amazing. She was obsessed with Madonna.
Shout out.
And me and Miss Martin, we would talk every single day about reality TV. So much so, I am friends with her on Facebook. And when we started this podcast, I messaged her. And I was like, I started a podcast on The Hills, and it made me think of you because you and I used to recap The Hills with each other every morning before class. And she was like, that's amazing. I saw that you posted about it. I'm definitely going to listen. So shout out to Ms. Martin if she still listens.
Ms. Martin.
Yeah. So
cool. We love you, Ms. Martin.
Yeah. Then we see Spencer and Heidi walking down the street together, and it looks like they've been doing some shopping. And Heidi says, guess what? I have really fun plans for us this weekend. Spencer asks what the plans are for the weekend, and Heidi tells him to come to the club with her and Lauren tonight. He says he doesn't want to go to the club anymore, and Heidi tells him it would really mean a lot to her if he came. He says all it does is create conflict, and then he mocks Lauren and says, Spencer was just talking to a girl. I saw him in the bathroom. And he says that's what Lauren is going to be saying to her if he comes. Heidi says, no, she's not. She's not going to care. And Spencer says, oh, really? She's just all of a sudden not going to care about us? Heidi says that Lauren is one of her friends and she needs to spend a little more girl time with her. And Spencer's like, why don't you go without me? I really don't like the girl, Heidi. Heidi tells him to be nice and he says, she's not nice to me. And Heidi says that she thinks Lauren is going to try to be nice and that she told her she wants to spend more time with her and make sure that she doesn't cut out the friends in her life. Oy.
You know, because of what happens in the next episode, and we like pre-watched it, so we know, but I definitely feel like Heidi's annoyed with Lauren and she's venting to Spencer. And unfortunately, Spencer is like absorbing all of it and like
using it.
Yeah. Like he's not just letting Heidi vent. Like he like hates Lauren because of it. So it sucks, but I think it's Heidi.
This whole situation is so hard to like pick a side. And everyone thinks Spencer's the catalyst, but you're kind of right. Heidi is probably whispering things into Spencer's ear that she shouldn't be.
Who else would he get it from? You know?
Right. Yeah. He shouldn't have that information. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. We saw how he reacted to old Max on the street just for telling Heidi something about her clothes.
I know.
I can't imagine what he's like doing with this information.
You're an intern, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not an intern.
Next, we are at Area Nightclub, and Lauren, Jen Bunny, and Heidi are hugging and complimenting each other while they're saying hello, and I laughed out loud at one of them saying, your boobies look pretty.
Yeah.
I think it was Lauren to Heidi, but I don't know. It was funny. Heidi says that she told Spencer that it's time to grow up and that there's been a lot of miscommunication. Lauren says it's not miscommunication, and Heidi interrupts her and says, I'm sick of fighting with people. Let's have some fun. We're then inside the nightclub and we see Lauren hugging Brody and Spencer is telling Heidi, oh yeah, we're partying tonight, sweetheart. Yeah. Like, everything he says is yucky.
He's like a bad like Axe spray ad. Like I don't even know how to explain him. Yes. It's just like,
yes,
it's so bad.
It's so like fake and corny and I can't deal with it.
And you think no one will fall for it, but Heidi does.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. And then, yeah, it was cute. Heidi was asking Lauren if her boobs look big, and Lauren's, like, pushing Heidi's boobs up, and she's like, yeah, they do.
Yeah, so they cute. Do. So I know. Fun. That's what friends are for, to hype up your boobs.
Yeah.
You know? That's the best compliment ever. Your boobs look really good in that. Thank you.
Oh, my God, yeah.
We see Audrina and her friend Clint sitting down and talking, and Audrina asks him if he knows Spencer, and then she points out that he's right over there, totally all over another girl. And then we see this random girl asking Spencer if he wants to go dance, and meanwhile, Heidi is with the girls just having a good time, and she's like totally oblivious to what's going on. And Audrina says that she wishes Heidi was there to see it because she won't believe her or Lauren. And I just was like, if camera phones existed back then, that would have been like the perfect opportunity to like be like, look at what he's doing. But we did not have that.
Of course not.
But I don't understand, you guys. Heidi is right there. Like, as if she's not, like, 10 feet from him. Like, I don't understand.
I know.
Because he probably wasn't really doing anything, and they just wanted to make it look like he was. I don't know.
No, because he was.
Well, he was with that girl, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, he wasn't, like, I don't know. He wasn't, like, making out with her or anything.
Oh, my God. He does not have to, like, talk in her ear or be, like, mm-mm, around her neck and stuff. Like, that is too much.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, lap sitter. Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't. For those who don't know, I used to sit on my guy friends' laps, even when they had girlfriends in high school, and it really upsets Adrian.
Even in front of them.
Even in front of them.
You forgot to add that.
Because it wasn't flirty. It was just friendly.
That is not friendly, dude.
Adrian would have hated me. She would have been like, if she sits with my boyfriend one more time.
It didn't even have to be my boyfriend, but I would be like, no, that girl is not a girl's girl.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Candace agrees now, though.
I do. Like, I would not do that to somebody's boyfriend now. I'm not just like, I'm a little too old for that.
But it's friendly.
I mean, it ain't friendly at 33 or 34, rather. Like, 16 years old, you can give me some slack, okay? But I just want to say, Lauren was so drunk in this scene. At one point, Audrina, like, pulls her over to look at Spencer with the girl. And Lauren sits and stares, and she has this, like, I am so wasted look on her face, and it's so funny. Like, I'm gonna try to get a picture of it and post it because it is so funny. Like, the look on her face, you can just tell she's like had one too many shots. Mm-hmm. And she can't even think straight. Oh man, good times at the club.
Then we see Spencer hanging off of these girls, and he gives one of them a kiss on the cheek. Lauren sits down next to Audrina, and this is when, Audrina points out what Spencer is doing. And Spencer says to this random chick, lick my neck and I'll, what do we think he said?
He goes, make him nut.
Okay, because it, you know, bleeped it out. And I was like, what did he say?
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Ew.
Okay.
He's friendly, Candace says. Nothing was wrong.
It was nasty.
I wasn't really paying attention, to be honest. I didn't really know what he was doing. I was typing and, like, trying to see at the same time, but that is nasty. You're right. That if that's what he said, that is nasty.
Yeah.
So Lauren is, and we hear her, it's, like, definitely, like, a voiceover, but she says, I'm getting Heidi out of here. And then we see her going up to Heidi and telling her, let's go. Then we see Brody asking Lauren, what are you defending Heidi from? Heidi loves Spencer. And Lauren says, Brody, I saw what he was doing. Then Spencer comes out of nowhere and he turns Lauren around towards him. And they're like outside at this point talking.
Ew.
I know, it's so uncomfortable. And he says, we're so making peace, by the way. You can hate me, that's fine. Lauren says she doesn't hate him. And he says, no, you do. She says, I just told my friend not to date you. And Spencer says, it's fine if you don't like me and you don't want me to date her, but let's not make it difficult for you to be best friends with. And Lauren interrupts him to say that she hasn't done anything. And then Spencer says that she's made comments like this, like, I don't want to be in a room with Spencer when you're there. Lauren says she didn't say that. And what she said was, I don't really want to sit back and watch Spencer use you. Every time I see you at the club, you're hitting on other girls. Spencer tells Lauren to relax and take a deep breath. And he says, Heidi knows everything. Heidi gets me and she knows who I am. We understand each other. That's fine. You may not get that, but Heidi gets everything about me. And Lauren's like rolling her eyes and like looking around. Like, I felt like she was like, someone get me out of this. Like, totally. I felt so bad for her.
Producer.
Yeah, exactly. And then she says, look at me. Good for you and Heidi. Nothing against you. I don't dislike you as a person. And Spencer says, and I don't care if you do. That's what I'm saying. And then Lauren says that her and Heidi's friendship is fine, and he doesn't need to be concerned about that. Spencer says, but I am concerned about it. And Lauren says, really? Because me and Heidi have been friends for a really long time. And he tries to shush Lauren, and then she says that she doesn't want to talk to him. And she finally like gets out of the conversation, and one of the other girls like in the group is like asking if she's okay. And Lauren's like, Spencer's just yelling at me. And then we see him saying, I'm not going 5 feet from that girl for the rest of my life. And then we see Lauren getting in the cab, and Heidi and Spencer are like hugging, and oh my gosh.
So freaking dramatic, man.
I know.
Why are we having this conversation at a club when everyone is drunk?
I know. Probably like one in the morning. What better time, you guys?
This is the worst time to have this conversation.
You know, to have these conversations. Ugh, how annoying that Brody like defends Spencer so hard.
Mm-hmm. That's his best friend.
I know that's his best friend, but like we all swoon over Brody, but he really is annoying. No. My God.
He sucked this episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not like Brody this episode.
He's always like this.
For whatever reason, like thinking about Brody, I'm just like, oh, he was the heartthrob or whatever on the show. And I like forgot that he was ever like this.
Me too.
Oh God, you guys. No. Again, he grew up with Spencer. He's a Kardashian.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That means nothing. It's a Spencer part. Okay. Okay, if this happened to your friend in the club, by the way, would you get her out of that situation, or would you pull her and be like, look, look?
Oh, I would point it out.
I would try to help my friend.
Oh. I would point it out.
We said the opposite thing.
Well, yeah, if she doesn't believe me that he's a scumbag, I'd point it out. I'd be like, this is what I'm talking about.
I would try to save my friend and be like, let's do this another time. Like, not the right time and place, but.
I know. I don't know how I would react, because I wouldn't want my best friend to be hurt by seeing that. But you're right, Candace. She's never going to believe you unless she sees it with her own eyes.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I'd 100% be like, look at it. Turn into a total monster about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see my best friend hurt. Nobody wants to see their best friend hurt. But at the same time, if it's going to help you get out of a situation that you are stuck in, oh, hell yeah.
Okay, so then we are at Brody's condo, and Brody greets Lauren at the door with a hug, and she comes in and sits down. Brody asks what the drama is that's going on right now, and Lauren says, Heidi went into this, and everyone told her from the beginning, they were like, you know what, if you're getting involved with Spencer, he's a cool guy, he's a lot of fun, but don't get into something serious with him. Brody asks why people were saying this, and Lauren says, because when they're hooking up, he goes the next day and takes Audrina out to lunch and gives her the same flowers that he gave to Heidi the night before, and he hits on every girl. Brody starts laughing at this and says, of course, it was a little bit wrong, but maybe Spencer feels threatened by you because you're going to Heidi and saying, stay away from him. He's shady. And Lauren says that it wasn't Heidi's place to go tell him that. She says that she would never, ever choose a guy over a friend. And Brody says that Heidi seems happy and that's all that she should care about. Lauren tells him, I watched my best friend cry because of what your best friend did to her. And Brody says, but listen, do you think that maybe she really, really likes Spencer? And Lauren interrupts her to say, if I was not getting along with my best friend, I wouldn't be happy. Brody doesn't have any like response to this. And Lauren gives him the most like intense glare that turns into a sigh. And she just looks so like defeated. And I was disappointed in Brody.
No wonder they never dated.
Mm-hmm.
He was just good eye candy, but he was so effing annoying.
He's trying to play devil's advocate.
Okay, not just trying to play. Like, this is how he really feels, though.
Yeah.
I don't think he's, like, saying it just to say it.
I don't think Brody has that much stake in it. I think he thinks it's funny. I think he thinks the whole Audrina thing is, like, hysterical. Absolutely. But I don't think he has, like, that much stake in it. Like, I think he thinks it's, like, all ridiculous. That's my vibe with him. And he's just like, this is so silly.
But that's annoying. I was like, like, that's the annoying thing with guys is, like, your guy friend does something wrong, but you just think it's funny.
Yeah.
See how annoyed I'm getting already?
I know. That's why I'm laughing. It's like, I'm like, Adrian's heated.
Have an opinion, you know? Like, if something's wrong, say it's wrong. Even if it's your friend, you can have the opinion that what they're doing is wrong.
Yeah.
That's okay. And you can tell them that.
Yeah.
But guys just, like, don't do that, I feel like.
True.
I shouldn't say all, some.
Then Spencer is at Brody's condo, and Brody's filling him in on Lauren's earlier visit. And he tells Spencer that she was upset about her and Heidi not being friends, and that he felt bad and that she almost cried. And Spencer says she needs to stop worrying about other people's lives. Like, I get it. You're best friends. You guys are like sisters. Like, okay, you don't like Spencer. That's fine. Stop letting it come between our friendship. Like, get over it. Brody says he asked her, what did Spencer do? And Lauren brought up the thing with Audrina and the rose. And then Spencer tells Brody about the dozen roses that he got for Heidi and how Lauren thinks he got them for her because of what Heidi said. And Spencer's like, yeah, right. I'm not spending a dollar on you.
Okay, well, maybe you should. Maybe you should.
Yeah.
And then maybe we could avoid all of this animosity.
Maybe just don't be a bad person. And next we are at Bolt House and we see Heidi sitting at her desk. Her phone rings and she answers it with, hello, my darling, how are you? And Spencer says that he's been better, like when he's with Heidi and not hearing about her good friend Lauren. Heidi asks what happened and he tells her that Lauren said that she knows that Heidi's not happy anymore. And Heidi's like shocked to hear this and says she's the happiest she's ever been in her entire life.
But that's also not what Lauren said, like, at all.
No, I don't understand how this gets so, like, mixed up between the he said, she said stuff. Yeah.
I was like, she not once said that in the conversation we just watched.
Spencer says she doesn't know that because she's too busy being negative. And I don't know, I'm really, like, fed up. I don't see how you guys can even live together anymore because I'm not allowed to be in the same room as her. Heidi says she feels like she's been put into the worst situation possible, and she says she's my best friend, and now it's so weird, and it's just getting weirder, and this whole thing is just so, so incredibly out of control. And I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. She flamed the fires, though, so.
She did. She did.
It's her own fault.
But yeah, they both took it so far.
Then we have, like, this little, like, moment where we see Lauren in class and she's, like, looking really sad. It's, like, a little sad montage.
Girlfriend is stressed out. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's stressed.
And then Lauren comes home to Heidi and Heidi's in the kitchen. And after Lauren is inside, Heidi asks if she had a conversation with Brody today. Lauren says she did. And Heidi asks Lauren, do you think I'm unhappy? Lauren looks at her kind of confused, and Heidi tells her that Brody said Lauren told him that Heidi is unhappy. Lauren tells her, no, he said, I think Heidi's really happy right now. And I said that I wouldn't be really happy if I had barely talked to my best friend in a week and a half. That's what I said to him. Heidi says she doesn't want it to be like this and that it's not fair. And Lauren asks how it isn't fair, and Heidi says that she feels like she has to choose between her and Spencer. Lauren says she doesn't have to choose, but she has chosen for the last week and a half. Heidi tells her not to say things like that, and Lauren says, it just sucks, Heidi. I was the only one of your friends who was going to say something to your face, and it sucks that I did, and I really regret it, and the next time I won't. And she turns around, and Heidi tells her not to walk away after saying something like that. And Lauren says that she doesn't want to fight with her right now. And Heidi's like, I don't want to fight with you, period. You're my best friend. I love you more than anything. My life sucks when it's not fine with you. And you're one of the most important people in my life ever in my world. And I love you more than anything. And Lauren's like, really? Because she really thinks Heidi would have made time for her. And she says that Heidi keeps saying that she doesn't want to choose, but she already has. Heidi says that she hasn't chosen and that she wants to spend time with Lauren, but she doesn't want it to be awkward all the time. And she wants it to be normal Heidi and Lauren time, and she feels like it won't be that way as long as Spencer is in her life. Lauren says that she told her they don't need to talk about it, but Heidi still feels like there is space between them. Gosh, this conversation was so intense. Okay.
So yeah, intense.
It really was.
No. Good for them for having it, though.
Yeah.
I feel like Lauren really unleashed and was, like, telling her really how she feels.
Yeah.
That cutting thing where she's like, and next time I won't. I was like, oh my God, that was, like, so real. Like, mm-hmm. Maybe some of that was, like, for show, but, like, that, she was, like, really angry. Like, you could tell, like, that was, like, straight up just real life right there.
Totally.
Yeah.
So Lauren asks, how would you feel right now if I was like, I'm going to go hang out with Jason? And Heidi says that's a whole different issue, but Lauren says it's not. Lauren says Heidi came to her and said all these things and that she hated him. And Heidi says, because I know what happened. Lauren tells her, I'm saying that I went to you and I made a risk and I said, this is all this stuff. I know it's going to be awkward, but I think it's more worth it for me to say these things to you. I hope that you wouldn't make me regret it, but you really did. The first thing you did was go and tell Spencer, Lauren hates you, so it's awkward. Heidi says she didn't say Lauren hates you, and Lauren asks why he would buy her flowers if she didn't say anything. Then Heidi tells her, those were my flowers. I was just joking. Like, here, Spencer bought you flowers. I thought it was funny. And then Lauren's just like completely silent, has nothing to say. And Heidi continues with, I thought it was a joke. Like, look, he bought Audrina flowers. He bought you flowers. I'm sorry. Lauren looks so upset and she tells Heidi that she doesn't want to talk to her right now. And she walks away. And Heidi's like, you can't just shut yourself off like that. I'm reaching out. I'm trying to have a conversation with you. And then Lauren just slams her door shut.
It's so bad.
Which is funny because if she actually did that, they were like filming, right? Like this was planned filming.
Yeah.
And so did Lauren like get mad enough that she was just like, screw it. I'm not having this conversation on camera anymore.
Well, I think they were just going to film the conversation, right?
Well, right.
Like, regardless of how it went.
Right. But I'm like, how.
For her to walk away like that.
Like, yeah. Like, I don't know. It's mm-hmm. just kind of crazy.
I thought it was great.
Like, it was real.
Yeah. No, yeah. It was
it's so real. Because of how pissed off she was, it was like perfect for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. First of all, these girls are so vulnerable. I'm like, good for them at that mm-hmm. age. I would never. But also that whole like, oh, it's so funny about the flowers. I feel like if Heidi just said like, I just said that to like try to make it better between the both of you instead of saying like I said it as a joke.
Right.
Right.
It wouldn't come off as hurtful because now Lauren's like, you played me, you know, like yeah. you're making me look stupid now.
Yep.
I agree. Kudos to this girl, to those girls, because I did not have the capacity to express my emotions in that way at that age. So.
Right? Oh, no. I thought you would have, Candace, because you're so good at this.
Now. Back then, absolutely not. And I would have taken everything offensively. Now I have the wherewithal to be like introspective and like look at myself and be like, you know, maybe I'm the problem.
Yeah.
Back then, like, you know, it's like word vomit. It just all comes out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The episode ends with Heidi starts packing a suitcase and she goes to Lauren's door and asks if she wants to talk about it. Lauren says she really doesn't want to talk to her right now. And Heidi says, all right. And we see her finish up her packing and she walks out the door with her suitcase. I thought it was really dramatic of her to like pack up a giant suitcase of like.
It was a huge ass bag for like what, a night?
It's like she was going on vacation.
Yeah.
I think because she was planning on spending several nights with Spencer now.
Totally. But it was still like a little much.
You know, it's funny because you think about like sleeping over at your boyfriend or girlfriend's house and you're like, I'm just going to bring a cute little tote bag and like that's going to be all my stuff. But it's freaking not. Like, it is a suitcase, no. like, worth of things if you want to be comfortable. So.
Yeah. Well, and, like, you have to bring your makeup and your hair stuff. And
exactly.
You have to make sure you can take a shower. And, like, it's not just, like, a change of clothes and a toothbrush, you know? Mm-hmm. Unless you're being skanky. Unless it's just a beauty call, you know?
Then you're not bringing anything.
Yeah. A condom and a cute bra. I don't know.
What did you guys think of this episode?
It's the beginning of the end, friends.
Drama.
Yeah.
I liked it. I mean, I thought that the last episode we said was like a filler episode, but this one had a lot of good like juice in it. So I liked it.
Yeah. We jumped right in.
Yeah. I thought it was good. It just, again, it just made me sad and also kind of like, oh my gosh, like this is happening now.
Mm-hmm.
Came out of nowhere. Did you guys have a favorite outfit?
In the very first scene where Lauren and Heidi were talking, Lauren was wearing like a really cute tank top, which I really liked. So that was all I noted.
Mm-hmm. Liz, yours and mine is the same.
Aww.
I liked Lauren's look at Brody's condo.
Yeah, it was like a tank top that looked like it could have been a like part of a cardigan, like how it was really long and had the big pockets on it. It was so cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
And what about favorite moments?
I just said the end conversation for the drama, not necessarily the sad friendship slowly deteriorating, but just the the drama was good.
I agree. I thought there was a lot of drama and I didn't love any of those scenes specifically, but just like everything culminating in that conversation I thought was great.
I said my favorite was when Lauren tells Brody, I watched my best friend cry because of what your best friend did to her. I remember like when that episode first aired and I was like, oh my gosh, at that line. I don't know why. It always just like stuck out to me.
It's so memorable. And you're like, I'm going to use that one day.
Exactly. I'm like, put that in my pocket for later. Yeah.
I know. I'm telling you, we need to make a Lauren-isms book. I'm telling you. She absolutely had so many good ones.
Well, that was the episode. And next episode is Candace. And what is it called?
With Friends Like These.
It's a good one. Thank you for tuning in to Season 5 of Millennial TV. Please be sure to follow us on Instagram at Millennial TV, that's TEAV. If you'd like to watch us, check us out on our YouTube channel. You can watch our interviews with cast members and producers, along with video recaps that include footage from the show. You can subscribe to us on YouTube at Millennial TV Podcast. If you'd like to send us a message, feel free to email us at millennialtv@gmail.com. We love hearing feedback from our listeners and always make sure to respond. This is Liz, Candace, and Adrian, and we'll see you next week. Millie.